Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need imagination. I need a bit of pivot. You got a plan. Other teams got a plan. They stop your plan. What's plan B? Said it last week, all week to Carl before I went to Germany. And Abe is in for Carl today on Dukes and Bell. Thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports talk show and the number one sports talk station. But I will say this. Bijan's numbers, 17 for 84, average 5 yards a carry, 4.9. Maybe give him even more. Maybe have him and Algier in the backfield at the same time to create some, I don't know, mismatches. Maybe have him, since Mooney can't catch the ball, stop throwing it to Mooney and let, you know, Bijan be that guy. These are the in-game adjustments that I just don't see. Art's pointed out all the things that should have worked where players just completely screwed it up and they didn't. And there's always going to be that. But to me, I still won't get off my argument about Zach has got to pivot a little bit more and show a little bit more versatility. And how do you work when the chips aren't falling your way? That's my beef.
Yeah, and look, as far
and
as...
Penix has to be better, period.
Yes.
But I'm with you, but I'm
right.
Not making this. If this is a pie chart, offensive line has been
be
horrible. It's 33, 33, 33. That's where I'm at. Zach and Penix in the line.
I'll tell you what, I can't see the formation where Algier and Bijan are in enough.
Right.
And I think as often as you can, you probably use Bijan split as a wideout in that situation. And Algier can either pick up a block or if you're going to run the ball, that's fine. It's so frustrating because for the second time this season, Mike, we've had an opposing running back tell Bijan Robinson he's the future of this position and he's the next guy in a great legacy of historic running backs. And none of them are wrong. It doesn't feel great when they say that after outperforming him. And Christian McCaffrey did it, and then Jonathan Taylor
did
it.
Hey, man, you know what they're really saying? You're the best, man. You're great. Sorry you're on a buster team that's dysfunctional, that's got a legacy of making stupid decisions, and your coach just stares up to space while things are falling around all around him. That's what they're basically saying. Hey, man. You know, dapping a guy up. Man, I know. Sorry, man. Sorry, bro. They know.
We know how good you are. Sorry the rest of the offense is so bad that we could dial in exactly on it every time you touch the ball.
We saw your game film. Your O-line can't make a hole right now. I mean, you don't have any imagination or any kind of pivot. All right, let's get some action on the phones. Let's get some red-hot action on the phones, Abe. Go to our man Cam in Fayetteville. What's your feeling on the Falcons in this dysfunctional offense?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Mike Bell, me and my dad sat in your section when they played the Dolphins. Like, you posted us on your Twitter. I don't know if you remember that, but we saw you.
I don't owe you money for shots, do I?
No, I was trying to get you to do a shot, but you took off. But maybe next time.
Yeah, losing by 24 does that to a man. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
But I feel like it feels like we're kind of stuck because I'm not sure when is Michael Penix's contract over.
This is just year two. Nope, there's
year two. Yeah, okay. That's so we still got 2 years left. So there's no reason to trade. We got Kirk Cousins. I feel like he could give Michael Penix some veteran advice, but I just feel like we're kind of stuck. And he doesn't seem like he has the confidence to pull us out of a game when we're losing. And then another thing is Drake London, I feel like, and Bijan make him look really good because he just throws the ball up, and it seems like Drake London always somehow makes the catch and can come down with it.
He does help him with the catch. He does help him with the catch rate, his brother. I appreciate that. I mean, if you take away, I mean, he's got his best playmakers, Bijan and Drake. His other wide receivers, A pointed this out earlier, are terrible.
Yeah, to be fair,
but basically, the market on Michael Penix Jr., we're not even to Thanksgiving. It's getting cool here in the A.
It started to turn, I think, this past weekend. I think people had seen enough, whatever the completion percentage was. But let's also be fair. He caught Drake London on a linebacker, and that was a perfect throw. That was not Drake London. Right. And credit to Drake for doing what he needs to do. That was not Drake London making some incredible catch bailing out his quarterback.
Right.
He put the ball right where it needed to be and let his
the only elite wide receiver he's got is Drake. That's the only guy he has any comfort level with. That's why he's going to him 24/7.
I will say the 3-touchdown game, Drake may have bailed him out a couple
times.
Yeah,
Drake made some
couple of those catches.
Drake kind of stole an interception.
Yeah.
The thing with Mike, like, he's a young quarterback. They're all going to make mistakes. But you've got, that's why I keep harping on it. You know, when there are things that are starting to wobble, let's correct it. Because if you can't get Michael Penix Jr. fixed, we're in the worst spots place you could be. Where you got half the town is going to go, I don't know about this guy. There's no good quarterbacks to bring in. You already tried the stupidest thing you could have done was Cousins. The general manager swore by this guy, and that's why I ask. The scouting report says he's got great footwork. Scouting report says in his 6th year. Shown great improvement as a passer, incredible accuracy, is able to run when he needs to. You know, talks about it. All the things that he did. You know what he looks like now? Every time Michael Penix sees a 3rd and long or 3rd down period, he looks like the quarterback that was getting his butt whipped by Michigan in the national championship game when Michael Penix Jr. looked probably the worst that he's looked since he was a young player in Indiana.
I'm going to swing it back on Zach here for a moment because that's what we're doing today.
Well, you can take it anywhere you want. I just think when a guy's struggling, you got to help him. Simplify things. Well, high percentage stuff.
This, I think, goes towards that discussion of helping him. We all know about this imaginary, and I know the situation changed based on what happens on each play, but this scripted first 10 plays, what are we doing on our first drives?
Don't get me started on this.
Mike.
How about bringing extra running? You know, here's another idea in short yardage. Bring in an extra lineman. Have you seen other teams do that around the league?
We use the extra tight end every once in a while.
Well, yeah, you can do that. You know, I know we talk about, you know, how much 12, you know, I'm not going to get into
this. Yeah, you're getting there. I can see it.
I'm not going to get into the schematic stuff, but there are ways you can do things. And this is why what drives you crazy, like everything else with the Falcons, there are games like Buffalo where Zach used imagination. You know, we saw Bijan out wide out. We've seen Bijan more in the passing game. Here's the thing, guys. Zach, just realize now that Darnell Mooney is a 50-50 shot at best. So use Bijan as wide receiver one. Use more of Algier. Use Bijan and Algier together at the same time. If you want to do a 2 tight end set with that, so be it. But use some imagination with that.
I can't.
And if Penix can't make that work, then okay. Then we'll readdress that when the time is right.
I can't stress enough how important it is to get Penix going early. And the inability to find easy throws for him to get the ball, get some first downs,
that's
get moving down the field.
That's what I was talking about, those design rollouts, the old Shanahan stuff that Matt Ryan, he would do it every freaking day. You know, every game you see Matt Ryan do a quick rollout. You know, it was Tony Gonzalez. Later on, it was Hooper. You know, it's easy. It's there.
The other thing is, I understand that they have encouraged him. You have got to take yards as opposed to throwing the ball away or taking a sack. And I think we talk about this 3rd down issue, right? Because you're always at 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10. If the pass isn't there, get it to 3rd and 5. Step out of bounds at 3rd and 4. Give yourself a chance.
Right. The positive yardage and Mike's, for whatever reason, his lack as far as decision-making to commit to just run. He's trying to do everything with his arm.
Call it a refusal, because that's what it
right,
is.
Exactly.
It's a refusal to run.
Go. You got to go. Vic's on the road somewhere. I don't know which 8-lane death strip he's on in Metro Atlanta. Hey, Vic, you're on Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, what's up with your take on the Falcons offense?
Hey, just leaving the metro area, but you guys are right on. I think it's a combination of all these things, but man, I want to say maybe four games ago when he tried to run for that dive for that touchdown. I remember seeing him and he didn't quite make it. I thought, man, he's missing. There's this element, this killer instinct, man, this urgency on third down. You just got to find a way. And I don't want to compare him to anybody else, but right. That Stetson Bennett, boy, I tell you, the confidence we had as fans with him is just that the guy wasn't this, you know, spectacular quarterback, but he always found a way to keep the drive alive, man. Right. He needs to take ownership, and I know it's only year two, so there's a little grace there, but man, he's got to lean on his guys like he has and take control. He's acting like a manager out there. Yeah, got to grow. Well, yeah. I don't want to say something else.
I know what you mean. Hey, brother, thanks for the call, brother. Be safe on the highway. But that's the thing. We know the arm strength is there, and sometimes you have the big arm, you can over-rely on it. That's why sometimes he'll throw the footwork. But Abe and I said this a few times today. You're in the pistol. Now it's going to be the play action, the slow play action where he kind of pivots and pirouettes, and you can clock it with a sundial. Abe, am I wrong?
No.
I mean, it just looks so slow in developing. So now a guy who's struggling with a bad receiver core, less Drake London, has now got less time to scan the field.
You're also not fooling the defense.
That's why I love him.
It hasn't worked.
That's why I want him under center backing up. And at some point, they're going to have to make him do that.
Yeah.
They're going to have to. Got time for one more day? You are the boss. Let's go to, hey, boss, Chris and Marietta. Hey, man, you're on Dukes and Bell. What do you think? Hey, man.
This is, I don't know. You should have been practicing this the whole offseason. You get better as you go. When Kyle Shanahan first got here, Matt Ryan was terrible at rollouts.
Right.
But they did it every day, so by time game eight, you know how. And you're right. He don't fake. He does a pirouette in the backfield. That's why he can't throw the ball when he's supposed to. But let's go back. I'm sorry. I got to go back to this New England game.
Go ahead.
And that's where I blame the coaches. 2 minutes and 15 seconds, we threw the ball to Drake London. First and 10 at the Patriots 48. Do you know we ran three plays in 9 seconds?
Yes.
Because we threw it every play.
Yes.
When any other team would run the ball, go to the two-minute warning, say, hey, we're going to kick this field goal to Patriots. Y'all going to use your timeout. But instead, third and 20, we got Pitts in the flat for 15 yards where we try to throw to Casey Washington or whoever that was for 22 yards, makes it fourth and 20. Then Raheem said, yeah, I got to punt. You shouldn't have to.
Run the ball.
Third and 20, take the 10 yards.
Run the
ball. We play the Colts. It's third and 21. What happens? Daniel Jones take off for 15 yards to make it fourth and 5. They convert and they go down. We don't play situational football. I don't know. And the sad part is we don't even have a number one pick next year.
And you got that right.
So we need to win as many games as we can. Because otherwise, it's going to be a top 10 pick, and somebody else is going to get a great player.
I'm with you, Chris. Great take, man. Great call today. He's talking about that third and long, where previously they get to third and 20 by rushing five guys, and then Ulbrich decides he's only going to rush the four. And then what do you think happens? Half the long routes, everybody with the DB is looking the other way. That goes back to the coaching. I mean, look, Ulbrich, he's better than Jimmy Lake, but so what? That's like being the world's tallest little person. That's no big praise.
It doesn't help.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
It's in the same game where you just saw them zero blitz against zero blitz against zero blitz and you have no answer for it.
Right.
And then you drop off.
Good calls, good takes, good passion. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hey guys, I'm going to tell you all about what happened on my sojourn to Europe. You know that Rick Steves on PBS? Rick Steves tells you all about Europe. Well, yeah. Stuff that nerd in a closet. I'll tell you what you do in Europe, baby. Next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.